Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jason Munns kind enough to join us each and every Monday on the program. Munns, what are we listening to?
Jeffrey, this is the Great Dinosaur Jr. This song is called I Know It Oh So Well, and it's off their fantastic I Bet on Sky LP.
Do you have a... Well, first, let's start here. Are we going to have a touchdown tonight in Saints-Bucks?
Jeffrey, I'm just going to be honest with you.
You've moved on to the draft?
I've been a bad fan. And
isn't that what Andy Dalton does, though? Andy Dalton just makes you not care. Like, Andy Dalton, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that there's anything particularly wrong with him as a person. It's like, if we're going to play him, what is the point of getting invested?
Him and Dennis Allen as head coach both.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've unplugged. I've unplugged for temporarily, yes.
All right, let's go.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen tonight.
All right, let's get to the Tigers. That's what most people care about. Let's start with Saturday night. What did you make of it?
I thought it was great, you know. I mean, they came out with their foot hammered down on the gas pedal, went up 30-8, I think was their largest lead. Ole Miss had a couple of minor runs in them there in the second half. But, Memphis being the veteran team that it is, they never let it get super close. I think 9 points was as close as it ever got. That's the way good teams perform is at home. They take control and they maintain control and they do everything they're supposed to do. They hit their free throws. You know, the veterans come through. I mean, but the big takeaway is, I mean, I thought we were going to have a triple-double. I thought we were going to have the fourth ever triple-double in school history when DeAndre Williams went into halftime with 6 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. I thought, it's a lock. But, you know, didn't work out that way, although he finished with, what, 16 points, 14 rebounds? 17, there you go. So, he looked fantastic. Alex Lomax looked really, really good himself. Those are really the big storylines to me, was just how well DeAndre Williams and Alex Lomax played.
I think the other thing for me is, while Kendrick, I think, was key down the stretch hitting free throws, but it certainly wasn't like Kendrick dominated the game offensively. I think what it showed me is, as long as either DeAndre plays well or Kendrick plays well, the floor is very high for the Tigers. I'm not saying they're going to win every game as long. I think if they both play well, I think it's likely the Tigers win just about every game on the schedule other than maybe Alabama, Auburn, and Houston. But other than that, I think if they both play well, I find it hard to believe they're going to lose beyond that. But, like, to me, it still showed, as long as one of them plays well and the other's at least on the floor, feels like the ceiling's, or at least it feels like the floor is pretty high.
Gino, I'm glad you added that last qualifier. Like, you know, you were saying that at least one of them plays well, but the key is the other one has to be on the floor.
Because
if we remember, DeAndre Williams did not stick around long in that Seton Hall game,
yeah,
and it cost them. Like he could have, if he had just stayed on the, been able to stay on the floor.
Yes,
it felt like they would have figured out a way to win that Seton Hall game, which, as we sit here today, obviously the net rankings dropped this morning, and that Seton Hall game is a quad three loss at this stage. Don't think it's going to stay that way, but nevertheless, doesn't look great on the resume as we sit here in early December. But, yeah, like it's not just a matter of the two of them, you know, one or the other playing well. They both need to be on the floor, be available to draw attention at the very least from the opposition. So, but yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, like, you know, Kendrick was what, one of seven from three.
Yep.
I think four of 18 from the field or whatever. I mean, he's hurt. He is playing hurt. And, I think it's affecting his jump shot. But the other part of it is, you know, opposing teams have kind of, you know, there's a blueprint out there. Just go at him. He's a smaller guard. Go put some big, long bodies on him, more than one, preferably, right when he crosses half court. And, you know, that can cause issues, not necessarily turnovers, but it can junk things up. And, you know, but fortunately for Memphis, at least this game against Ole Miss, they had enough firepower to overcome it.
The other thing I couldn't figure out on Saturday, I couldn't figure out if Ole Miss looked bad because Memphis made them look bad, or if Ole Miss is kind of what I suspected they were going to be coming into the season, which is they are much closer to an NIT team than a tournament team. Regardless, what I thought was the biggest aspect of it is Memphis, it felt like, never really let them get back in the game. They kind of had that one, like, little, you know, half-hearted, like, made a couple of shots down the stretch, but it just felt like that was more playing against the clock than anything. But I still could not figure out. I couldn't figure out if it said more about Memphis or if it said more about Ole Miss.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's possible that both are true, that, you know, that Memphis is the type of team this season that keeps things, you know, they play under control and they keep things under control. They don't get out. There's not a ton of hero ball going on. I mean, my goodness, if we heard that once, we heard it a dozen times throughout the first, you know, the last two or three seasons. There's really not any of that going on. And again, they're playing under control and they're maintaining control for the most part. And so I think that there's that side of the coin. But then also, honestly, I mean, I would cut Ole Miss a little bit of slack. And obviously you have a better, you know, your fingers on the pulse.
I don't think anyone's got their fingers on the pulse of that team. You know what I mean? Like, because I've had three different people, and everyone's like, I don't know, man. Like,
yeah.
But the kind of the consensus was that I talked to, it felt like Ole Miss spent a lot of possessions not even getting a shot up.
Yeah.
That doesn't, to me, describe a good team.
To be fair, though,
that could be Memphis.
It could be, but also Deshaun Ruffin played for the first time since when?
He hadn't played all season.
Well, I know, but didn't his season get cut short last year, too?
Correct. So, maybe not a calendar year, but darn near it.
Yeah, and like, you know, he's playing with Abram for the first time in a real game, and it's on the road, and it's like
and it was a good crowd, yeah.
It was a very good crowd, and so I don't know. Like, I'm going to give Ole Miss, as we sit here, 8 games into the season, a slight benefit of the doubt, just because there were some extenuating circumstances surrounding this past week's, and I don't think that Ruffin is 100% ready to go.
Oh, no. Most people I talked to were surprised that he played.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we're talking, keep saying the bone bruise thing. My God, like, I don't know anybody who needs a knee brace that big for a bone bruise.
Yes.
And I know he's coming off a knee injury from last season, but I don't know. So anyway, I think it speaks to what Memphis has going on, but also, you know, there's some extenuating circumstances going on with Ole Miss.
net rankings come out today. Memphis is 38. I mean, it's obviously it's a content line, but I don't know. I can't really make anything one way or the other from it. Can you?
No, I mean, like Sam Houston State is what, seventh?
Yes.
In the net.
That's always my favorite on the first ranking when you find out like who has been manipulating the metrics.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, God loves Southern Miss, but they're 31 in the net rankings. They just lost to Northwestern State. I don't think that's going to stick. You know what I mean? Like, they're 8-1, but they just got beat by, you know, Northwestern State.
Correct.
So, you know, I don't.
I still have no idea how FAU. How is FAU 23? Like,
yeah, I don't get that either. And they're like 60-something in KenPom right now. I genuinely don't know. For the same reason, I don't quite get Texas A&M being at 120
yeah.
in the net ranking. Now, I know they're 5-3, and I want to say one of their losses is to SMU. Maybe not. Maybe that's one of their wins. But anyway, it's a little bit jumbled, I think. There's going to be some serious shuffling, I would bet, over the next couple of months. But, you know, based on what Memphis has done to this point, I do feel like 38 is not – I'm not going to quibble with their spot in the pecking order. I mean, you know, I wouldn't quibble with it either if it was around 30 to 32. That probably feels more like it. But, again, it's you take it with a grain of salt this early in the season.
Yeah, I think that's kind of my big takeaway. I don't think Memphis has clearly done anything to hurt its position thus far. But
yeah.
I also don't know if, like, I've seen anything to suggest, like, I don't know if I've seen anything to suggest where, like, you go, that's a good win. I mean, I guess it's possible Saturday we could look back on it. But I still feel like we're at the point where it's still fair to say I don't know with this team.
And what is so crazy about that is and it was legitimate chatter before the season started about how strong the schedule appeared
yeah.
preseason. You know, of course, part of it was you were thinking that you had the opportunity to play an Oklahoma in Orlando. You had the opportunity to play, you know, a Florida State in Orlando, but my goodness, has this schedule ever just done a complete 180? You know, Texas A&M was ranked 2 weeks ago, and now they're, you know, air quotes 120 in the net. Or, I mean,
yeah.
they literally are 120 in the net, but they were ranked in the top 25 2 weeks ago. You know, that game doesn't look very good anymore. So, you know, even St. Louis is, you know, like they should probably be higher in the metrics and stuff, but like they're just not. Although, you know, Nebraska, for heaven's sakes, they went out and did Memphis a little favor by beating number 7 Creighton on the road over the weekend. That was a big surprise, a nice little surprise for Memphis fans. But yeah, it's just, I mean, like that's why these next, you know, the Auburn game, the Alabama game, you feel certain those are going to stay quad one. You feel certain Houston's going to stay quad one. Outside of that, boy, I mean, this schedule just is not it doesn't look favorable from a, like, resume-building standpoint. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, wins against Power 5 teams, they're good. You want them, and it's all good, but at the same time, you better make the most of these opportunities that you're getting against Auburn, Alabama, and Houston.
Well, I guess I suppose if you want to do the positive spin, if you're going to have the type of schedule that they do, it seems to me the most important aspect is, okay, you need to get one more of the A&M, Auburn, Alabama pocket. If you get two more, mm-hmm. great. If you could get one against Houston, awesome, but it does feel like a big part of the job this year will be don't have the bomb loss. And I
right.
think one thing that I do feel like we can say about this team that we know for sure, like you might be able to beat them if you have a night where you shoot well, but this doesn't feel like the team that I feel like has just like one or two of those just no-show losses. That doesn't seem to me to be their character thus far.
You're right. I mean, like, they do come across as a very steady team. Like, yeah, maybe their ceiling isn't as high as beating like Alabama, for whatever they finished up with last year. They were a team that was ranked in the top 10 and had just beaten Gonzaga and Houston, okay, when they came into Memphis, and Memphis beat them. So that was like they took it to them, kind of.
Yeah, I was saying it was kind of butt kicking.
Yeah, and like, so, you know, like that still feels, even though Alabama sort of tailed off a little bit, that still feels like a really, really big accomplishment for that team last season. This team, I'm not so sure, I think it's possible they could get a win like that, but over the course, you know, over the course of a long enough timeline, I think their ceiling might be slightly lower than that sort of win, but also their floor is a lot higher. Like, I don't think that they're going to, they're not a team that's going to go out and beat a top 10 Alabama team and then lose a little bit later to whoever it was, East Carolina. I guess, you know what I
Georgia.
Mean? Yeah, Georgia. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, of course there was injuries and a lot of freshmen, and we all remember, you know, the circumstances around a lot of those losses that people used. But no, I still think that this team, the way it's built and the way it's, you know, the way it's playing so far, I think the likelihood of them, you know, going out and just laying a big fat egg and stinking up the joint against, whether it's East Carolina or South Florida or, you know, whoever, I think that's pretty unlikely.
What's the latest with Damari A. Franklin?
Well, you know, Penny said after the game Saturday that the NCAA had to go, you know, there's a process to this whole thing. And, you know, Memphis applied for a mental health waiver for Damari A. Franklin, basically stating that he needed to leave UIC for the betterment of his mental health, essentially. And there were reasons behind it. And the NCAA had to go to UIC to, you know, say, is this right? And what Penny said Saturday is that UIC attested to what Memphis was claiming and what Damari Franklin was claiming. And so, like, that's a big hurdle that they crossed, that UIC is not going to, like, object, you know, to the waiver claim, but, or to the waiver request. But I talked to somebody this morning, a source within the program, that basically said, you know, even though that's all true, this is still a bit of a slow process, that the NCAA is still going through the documentation that Memphis provided them, and that it could be this week. It's probably not going to be today or tomorrow. Could be this week, but, you know, this person's gut told them at best later this week, at worst, possibly even next week.
Obviously, they would prefer it to have, you know, for him to have been eligible the whole time. Yeah. Has the length of time that he has missed surprised them?
I don't know. I think what surprised them was that UIC and its administration stuck to their guns. I think that's what surprised them. I think they kind of put their eggs in the basket.
They thought, put the pressure on them, they'll cowtail.
Right. One way or another, whatever, you know, however it got done, I think they thought that would get done. And it you know, they, for better or worse for their future, they did stick to their guns. And so I think that's why this might be dragging out a little bit longer, is because they did not submit they didn't want to have to go down the mental health waiver route. And because UIC never came off of it, they got a little bit of a late start, and so I think that's probably why it's, I don't think that once they got to this point, once they realized that, okay, we're going to have to go to plan B, I don't think that they thought it would be a snap your fingers deal.
Jason, we appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Chip.
That is Jason Munns of the Commercial Appeal. Again, you can go read his latest work at commercialappeal.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.